From the Independent Ag Network, I'm Rick Haynes. Welcome to Ag News You Can Use. See, USDA and U.S. Agency for International Development will invest $1 billion in Commodity Credit Corporation funding to provide for the purchase, shipment, and distribution of U.S. wheat and other commodities for USAID, International Food Assistance Programs. American wheat farmers are proud to step up to the plate to provide critical food resources to address global needs, according to Oklahoma Wheat Farmer and U.S. Wheat Association Chairman Michael Peters. This funding will provide wheat and other commodities to address food insecurity. These additional resources will help the U.S. wheat industry and U.S. agriculture continue to be a reliable source of food for the world. U.S. Wheat and National Association of Wheat Growers thank Ag Secretary Vilsack for releasing the new funds that will directly benefit U.S. wheat farmers and people affected by hunger in several countries. More in a moment.
Stress on your herd comes at different times and from different sources. Working and branding, along with the change of diet at turnout, can all wreak havoc. XL and XL Pro all-natural supplements, along with proper mineral supplementation, can help keep your herd healthy. Get expert advice and recommendations for your herd from the livestock specialists at Key Ag Distributors. Call 800-388-3659, online at keyag.com. XL and XL Pro all-natural, the next generation of animal health. More weight in the bale means more money in your pocket. That's what can happen when you get the Dynacure difference. Dynacure Advanced Hay Conditioner is designed to improve the quality and manageability of hay forages, palatability, digestibility, and overall feed value. All from Dynacure. Contact our plant and forage experts for more information. 800-388-3659 or online at keyag.com. Dynacure Advanced Hay Conditioner from Key Ag Distributors, providing valuable nutrients for crops and livestock.
Welcome back to Ag News You Can Use. The USDA says they've entered into a stipulation agreement with Dennis Kolb Dairy Sales of Pennsylvania on February 13th for alleged violations of the Packers and Stockyards Act. Under the agreement terms, the dairy sales waived the right to a hearing and paid a civil penalty of $12,600. An investigation led by the Ag Marketing Service revealed between March of 23 and July of 23, the company failed to pay timely on 18 livestock purchases that totaled over $96,300. Payments were up to 40 days late. I'm Rick Haynes.